Hi, everyone. This is Erica Spicer-Mason with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm thrilled to be joined by Dr. Dean French, the Chief Medical Officer of Scion Health, who will talk to us about specialty hospitals. Dr. French, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. We're really glad to have you here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Erica.
Of course. And just to get us started, would you mind telling us a little bit more about yourself, your role, your organization, whatever you'd like to share?
Sure. Scion Health is a national healthcare company that runs acute care hospitals and long-term acute care hospitals throughout the United States, where we have over 90 facilities in over 30 states. My role in the organization is to help lead the clinical operations and quality operations of the organization.
Fantastic. Thanks, Dr. French. And sounds like Scion Health has quite a reach across many states and operating many facilities. So I'm excited to hear a little bit more. And I know that today we're really talking about Scion Health specialty hospitals. So can you tell me a little bit more about them and what it is these hospitals specialize in?
Sure. Our specialty hospitals, which are across more than 25 states, encompass the Kindred Hospital brand, Cornerstone Hospital brand, and Solera Hospital brand. And they're certified as long-term acute care hospitals, where they specialize in treating medically complex patients effectively and efficiently.
Fantastic. And so I know that, you know, folks probably, when they think of specialty hospitals, long-term acute care hospitals may come up. So how do these specialty hospitals really go beyond what we typically think of when we think of LTACs?
Yeah, most people, when they think of LTACs, they view them through the lens of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and their criteria for LTAC admissions, which basically establish that an LTAC patient has to have 3 or more days in the ICU or 96 or more hours on a ventilator, and then is expected to have a length of stay of 25 or greater days in the long-term acute care hospital. Of course, we do have patients that meet those criteria from CMS, who stay 25 days or longer and are on ventilators. But we also treat a diverse array of complex medical conditions, and often in patients who need to stay much fewer than 25 days, but really their level of complexity and their length of stay was not appropriate for the short-term acute care setting.
Got it. It's really helpful to have that differentiation. So when you mention medically complex conditions, can you just share a little bit more about what you're referring to specifically?
Sure. I'm referring to a wide range of complex medical conditions that are typically found in the chronically ill, but also we find younger patients who are recovering from a severe trauma or maybe an acute neurologic insult like Guillain-Barré, or an infectious disease process, you know, severe sepsis, where they went to multi-system organ failure. And that has resulted in a prolonged recovery period. And that's a perfect space for a specialty hospital to step in. You know, our hospitals are fully staffed with physician providers. We have specialists in pulmonology, cardiology, surgery, infectious disease, neurology, nephrology, and other specialties as needed. All of our patients are seen by a provider daily, and more often than not by this multidisciplinary team of providers. Within our hospitals, the providers have access to and work with specialized wound care teams, respiratory therapy teams, clinical pharmacists, and registered dietitians, so that we can ensure that the complex patient's medical needs are completely met.
Thanks so much for outlining all of that, Dr. French. That's really helpful to know. And, you know, you mentioned kind of these medically complex patients and their length of stay in the specialty hospital setting. So if you can treat medically complex patients in less time than what maybe, you know, traditionally thought of, how does this have an impact on payer decisions? Can you describe that?
Sure. In many of our states, payers have come to recognize that an early transfer from the short-term acute care setting to one of our specialty hospitals is actually advantageous to both the patient and the payer, and to the short-term acute care facility. Our specialty hospitals can really be a great savings opportunity. To begin with, our per-day costs are significantly lower than the ICU traditional hospital. where those hospitals have to support complex systems of care beyond the ICU, which drives their charges up. But we have a very specialized focus on these patients, which allows us to be very efficient in our resources. We're not having to support other lines of care. All we do is this. Payers have traditionally used that 25-day average to estimate the cost of an LTAC and determine if the stay is more than 15 days in the ICU, then maybe the LTAC makes sense. But reality is, we often can treat patients in less time than that. And so when we do, let's say we treat a medically complex patient in 18 days, then discharging to our hospital becomes far more economical than keeping them in that short-term acute care setting.
Yeah, it's a really important point to highlight, just given how many hospitals and payer organizations are looking for opportunities for, of course, efficiency and savings. So thanks for drilling down a little bit more there. And I know just a few questions ago, you had mentioned a little bit about the CMS criteria and how part of that those criteria are patients being on ventilators. So are we just talking primarily about patients who are on ventilators, or does this cover a broader patient population?
Yeah, it certainly covers a much broader population than just patients on ventilators. We take great pride in our ventilator management and particularly in taking patients that are in short-term acute care settings where it does not appear that they're going to be able to be weaned off the ventilator and actually successfully weaning them. And we focus very intensely on liberating people from their ventilators and do so quite successfully. But having said that, our specialty hospitals are equipped to treat a wide range of conditions that don't have anything to do with ventilator care. So post-op complications, we take care of post-transplant patients. We've partnered with a major academic medical center in Texas where we do all their post-transplant care because the outcomes are good and it's more economically feasible. We take care of traumatic brain injury, kidney failure, sepsis, complex wounds. Patients that have big, flap surgeries for complex wounds are perfect candidates for one of our specialty hospitals, just to name a few. We've actually received disease-specific certifications from the Joint Commission in many of our locations for sepsis and advanced wound care programs. Our treatment capabilities include placement, management, and removal of IV lines for pain management to include central lines and dialysis catheters. We provide long-term antibiotic therapy, nutritional support to include total parenteral nutrition, as well as any catheters or other needed access, whether it's nasogastric tubes or what have you. Just like in traditional ICU setting, we're able to provide all of those levels of support. We have radiology, telemetry, and pharmacy services. Many of our hospitals have operating rooms and surgeons on staff. We have dialysis in some of our facilities. We have CRRT. We've also introduced across the country a national quality program that holds our specialty and community hospitals to very high standards of care and really drives all of our facilities towards being a high reliability organization with a drive towards zero patient harm. In summary, we provide a high quality of care for an array of complex patients that are at high risk to have to return to acute care setting. And we're very proud of the fact that we keep them from not only returning to that acute care setting, but going successfully home. And if they're on a ventilator, off that ventilator.
Thanks so much, Dr. French. It's been great learning how many services, the broad range of services that the Kindred, Cornerstone, and Solara hospitals are offering. And so just considering everything that we've talked about today, what is it that you'd like payers to take away from our discussion? Anything that you'd like to sum up for them, or maybe something that we've missed?
Sure. I think there's a great opportunity for us to be strategic partners in caring for outlier patients. I think it's a win-win situation for payers, for short-term acute care hospitals, and for us. We provide high-quality acute level care for complex patients, and we can save payers money in the process and improve outcomes. So I welcome sitting down with any payer and having those sort of strategic discussions about how we can partner better to improve overall outcomes and efficiencies with medically complex patients.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Dr. French. I think strategic partnerships is a fantastic note to end our conversation on. Really appreciate you making time for joining the podcast today.
It was my pleasure, Eric. And again, thank you for having me.
Of course. And we'd also like to thank our podcast sponsor for today, Scion Health. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.